Mummy, I have a question. If someone's guru has passed away, can they have another one?
See, they can continue to study Shastra with other teacher, no problem.
Uh-huh.
See, suppose the one who is teaching passes away, naturally you have to study with other teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
That is why it's very important not to get entangled with any gurus.
Not to be?
Entangled with the teachers also.
Yes.
Actually, the person played a role of a guru, then definitely that person would have given you blessed with enough clarity
mm-hmm.
that you will choose to study the scripture with other teacher. There's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
The due respect to the same teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can, it's not that you can say, okay, I was studying other teacher who was my guru, he's no more. I'm studying this teacher now who is a guru. No problem. But as long as they teach the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Suddenly you go to, because the guru passed away, and then because you're desperate to have another guru, you go to another humble person, and who teaches something, yoga or something else. You know, we should have due respect for anybody for doing any good work, but to relate to somebody as a guru, and you must see that you are really studying Shastram with that person,
mm-hmm.
and that Shastra study contribute for the clarity also. You don't need to accept somebody as simply as a guru just because studying also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you ask this question?
It's my cousin asking. She said, I'll ask you. and also, sorry.
But I tell you, if there is no Shastra teaching or anything, there's no guru. Suppose somebody gives you some, see the culture, the one who teaches music also is looked upon as a guru.
Yes.
Generally, it's a culture. In Indian culture, one who teaches yoga, music, or mathematics, everybody will relate to the teacher with respect as a guru. But all of them are not really gurus. We have the respect for them as teachers. All the teachers are not gurus. But the guru is a teacher. Guru must be a teacher. So what happened now? The one who is spiritual, guru, means when you use the word guru only for in the spiritual context. Then that person, there are some people who simply give, sometimes people give some mantrapadesham. And I said, you relate the person as a guru. Can have respect.
Mm-hmm.
You should have great reverence for the person. Okay, one who can give mantra padesham. Then he can't become a guru. You can have respect for him as a guru,
mm-hmm.
but still you can't say that he is a guru because he doesn't contribute for the clarity. Some help, isn't it? Mantra padesham he does. He has to teach. One teacher's meditation is mistaken for a guru. Really speaking, all those things, people who teach the techniques are not gurus. People who really teach Shastram. And even one thing, what Shastram does is, Shastram only makes it very clear what Atma is not. Shastram does not show you, reveal you what Atma is. So that is why we can't take it as a... See, you can have respect for many Mahatmas. Any Mahatma you should respect, revere. Just because other person is not the guru, you don't need to be disrespectful. You have as much respect as you have for the guru. Besides, the one who you can relate to as a guru is the one who really teaches. And that to give is clarity also, not simply teaching. That's why we don't use simply suddenly decide ourselves.